This holiday season, surprise everyone on your list with the best gifts. Tickets to see their favorite artists live. Choose from thousands of concerts and comedy shows, including Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Matt Matthews, Metallica, Thomas Rhett, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah Silverman, and so many more. Share a memory together or give a gift they'll never forget. Find the most exciting gift for every fan at livenation.com/gifts. That's livenation.com/gifts.
The following ad is sponsored by Pets Best Insurance Services. Your pet is your bestie. Your therapist, your preferred match. It's easy to love them, even when they sneak your snacks. It's easy to protect them, too, with pet insurance coverage from Pets Best. Because it's all fun and games until they chew on something they shouldn't. With perfect timing, Pets Best helps protect your furry friend and your budget from this imperfect world. Get up to 90% on eligible vet bills for less than a dollar a day. Find your perfect match at PetsBest.com. Pet insurance products offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, or underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company or Independence American Insurance Company. For all terms, visit PetsBest.com/policy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes see details.
Looking for a fun way to unwind and win real cash? We got you. Try Solitaire Cash. Play the game you love with exciting cash prizes. Winning feels simply amazing. Challenging yourself feels even better. Whether you're a Solitaire pro or just starting out, Solitaire Cash offers endless fun and real rewards. Join millions of like-minded players. Download the app and dive into the fun today. Solitaire Cash.
Play the game, play the game, play the game.
Winning is based on skill.
Good morning, peeps, and welcome to Woke AF Daily with me, your girl, Danielle Moody, pre-recording from the home bunker. Folks, on today's show, we welcome back to the microphone the producer of Woke AF Daily, Andrew Marcello, to kind of dig into a conversation on media and the failings of media and what we have learned as people continue to turn off corporate mainstream media and tune into other outlets. Whether this is just a blip of this moment of anger and frustration, or if it is really time to move away from what was the legacy Fourth Estate and build something new. Right now, there are conversations that are bubbling around with Donald Trump kind of remaking, as he's going to, just everything in America, but remaking the White House press corps and getting rid of those that are detractors to him, but also ushering in a new age of new media, potentially replacing the ABCs and the NBCs of the world with the bro podcasters that he frequented and his administration has frequented in the past. Now, obviously, I disagree with Trump on a lot of things, on everything, actually. But on this, in terms of where does legacy media and new media fit as America is being remade, I think is a really important question, because storytelling and the narrative, as we have seen with this past election, is what people held on to. It didn't matter what was actually fact. It mattered what they felt about it, right? And a lot of their feelings came from what they heard from particular people and particular outlets. So if we don't open our minds up and recognizing that everyone is not getting their information in the same place, which we've known, but that no longer can folks rely on the Fourth Estate in the way that it did, where does that leave us and where do we go from here? So we get into that conversation, Andrew and I, which is coming up next. Folks, I am happy to welcome back on the microphone the producer of Woke AF, Andrew Marcello, who has been on providing a lot of insight into not only the gamer, male toxic gamer perspective.
Great intro, thanks.
Sorry.
I'm a gamer.
No. I'm saying like you were bringing perspective to us on like the rise of toxic male ideology thinking, kind of what has become the MAGA way, and showed us how it was seeded in gaming. You know, and I continue to use that show, Andrew, by the way, as like a primer for people who keep saying, I don't understand what happened to men. I don't understand where all of this is coming from. And I was just like, well, here's one perspective that I think is important. But today, as we are counting down the days until January 20th, which is the inauguration of Donald Trump for a second regime, we are watching as mainstream corporate media just obeys in advance, capitulates to his anger, to his threats. We have seen it most recently with Morning Joe on MSNBC, with Mika and Joe admitting to their viewers that they went down to Mar-a-Lago to go clear the air, right? To go and restart conversations, as they've said. We've watched it with the Washington Post deciding that they were not going to endorse a candidate for the first time in their paper's history. We watched it with the LA Times. We've seen it now with Meta, Zuckerberg congratulating Donald Trump on his victory. Can't wait to work with you. Tell us what you make of this moment in media.
In two words, I would say my take is that it's not good.
Yeah.
It's scary. As someone who works in media, even if I'm not working on a mainstream media outlet, I have heard and seen reports. I haven't heard directly, not to imply that, but I have seen reports of people at major media outlets, particularly at MSNBC and CNBC, are really worried about their future. And this is before we've even had an inauguration. I don't feel that, at least right away, we will be thrust into a right-wing monoculture.
Oh, interesting. You don't feel like that will happen right away.
I don't.
Okay.
Because of how many people in America, including how many people on the right, believe in the First Amendment, whatever their interpretation of the First Amendment is, I'm optimistic that all of those things overnight on January 23rd or whatever it's going to be, there's not going to be a mass shutdown of mainstream media sources that are critical of power.
Mm-hmm,
however, mm-hmm. That being said, I don't think there's going to be a formal shutdown of these organizations. I don't think, you know, you asked about mainstream outlets such as cable news, but I don't think, you know, the New York Times or the Washington Post will disappear overnight. I don't think MSNBC and CNN, especially NBC News or any network news organizations, will disappear overnight. But something I am scared of, and something that we're seeing happen right now, to go back to your question, is we're seeing these legacy media organizations very quickly capitulate.
Right.
So even if it's not going to be like front page, Trump is our dear leader, I fear that there will be a rapidly slow, insidious creep of, there will be a creeping fascism. I don't know if you've heard that term before,
but
this is a perfect application for it. I think we're going to see a creeping fascism in our news media at essentially all mainstream corporate levels. And that is very scary.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
For many of us, the holiday season means more travel, more shopping, more time online, and more of your personal information in more places you can't control. It only takes one innocent mistake, even if it's not your mistake, to expose you to identity theft. Not to worry, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss by yourself, even if you keep an eye on your bank and credit card statements. If your identity is stolen, your own U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed. The last thing you want to do this holiday season is face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft all alone. Gift yourself the peace of mind that comes with LifeLock and spend more time doing more of the holiday things you love. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. LifeLock, for the threats you can't control.
This holiday season, surprise everyone on your list with the best gifts. Tickets to see their favorite artists live. Choose from thousands of concerts and comedy shows, including Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Matt Matthews, Metallica, Thomas Rhett, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah Silverman, and so many more. Share a memory together or give a gift they'll never forget. Find the most exciting gift for every fan at LiveNation.com/gifts. That's LiveNation.com/gifts.
The following ad is sponsored by Pets Best Insurance Services. Your pet is your bestie. Your therapist, your preferred match. It's easy to love them, even when they sneak your snacks. It's easy to protect them, too, with pet insurance coverage from Pets Best. Because it's all fun and games until they chew on something they shouldn't. With perfect timing, Pets Best helps protect your furry friend and your budget from this imperfect world. Get up to 90% on eligible vet bills for less than a dollar a day. Find your perfect match at PetsBest.com. Pet insurance products offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, or underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company or Independence American Insurance Company. For all terms, visit PetsBest.com/policy.
Attention parents and grandparents, are you searching for the perfect gift for your kids this holiday season? Give the gift of adventure that will last all year long. A Guardian bike. The easiest, safest, and quickest bikes for kids to learn on. Kids are learning to ride in just one day. No training wheels needed. What makes Guardian bikes special? They're the easiest to ride thanks to the thoughtful engineering, lightweight frames, and kid-friendly components. Kids love how fun and easy they are to ride. And parents appreciate the safety features, like the patented braking system that prevents head-over-handlebar accidents. Guardian bikes are the only kids' bikes designed and assembled in a USA factory, ensuring top-notch quality and durability. They're built to last and make perfect hand-me-downs. Join the hundreds of thousands of happy families by getting a Guardian bike today. Their holiday sales have begun, offering the biggest deal of the year. Save up to 33% on bikes, no code needed. Plus, get free shipping and a free bike lock and pump with your first purchase after signing up for their newsletter. Visit GuardianBikes.com to take advantage of these deals and secure your holiday gifts today. Happy riding!
You know, it's funny because I don't think, I've heard the term, but I don't think that this is a creep. If we want to be honest about that, I think that we could say then that for the last 9 years, corporate mainstream media has been creeping fascism, has been capitulating, has been sane washing, whatever the phrase is that we want to use, if we had had a robust fourth estate, then the people of this country would have been educated with every move that Donald Trump made, both during his presidency and after.
I don't think enough people noticed some of the writing on the wall, or writing on the wall sounds grimmer than I mean. I don't think a lot of people noticed the signs that were happening in the first Trump administration. Mm-hmm. The New York Times firing their public editor, Jeff Bezos acquiring the New York Post, or sorry, the Washington Post, mm-hmm. that either happened shortly before or shortly after the election of Trump. NBC News being led by a right wing, whatever the name is of the person who runs NBC News. I remember at the time, somebody who was right wing took over, and that meant NBC News and also MSNBC were actually being run with a conservative at the top.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people didn't pay attention to those things happening in 2016, 2017.
That is fair in terms of who is in the C-suite, right? And who is in the C-suite dictates what goes on the front page, what is considered as headline news. And, you know, over the last 9 years, we have watched as this country has turned into an overt oligarch, right? Like, oligarchy and the presence of wealth and power has always been the foundations of our, part of the foundation of our democracy. However, it's now overt, right? That you have a Mark Zuckerberg saying on the day of the, you know, congratulations, can't wait to work with you, so excited about what the future holds. And well, thanks, Mark Zuckerberg, because you spent the election cycle suppressing the algorithm so that we couldn't be talking about politics on your sites like Threads and Facebook and Instagram, right? So it's like we've already experienced what that suppression looks like in social media. And then when you have places like the Washington Post bought by Jeff Bezos that was more concerned with his Amazon contracts than he was with democracy, making decisions that are not about the readers, but are about his shareholders and his own literal self-interest. What do you think that that is doing to the faith that people have, and whether or not they're, we are seeing already that they're turning away from these places, but where do they turn to, you think?
To answer the last question, I think where things will go probably with distrust in the mainstream media sources will continue to be a fracturing, a decentralization. I think you've already seen it with the right wing, and we've seen it in conversations that you and me have had talking about Breitbart News, and to extrapolate a little further, the Daily Wire, and quote unquote sources like that. The Onion now owns Alex Jones's former outlet, and they're going to be turning that into some kind of satire website. But for a time, that was a major source as well. What I don't think, having said that, I don't think we're going to see a left-wing Breitbart, a left-wing Daily Caller. And the reason for that is because I don't see there being money put behind something like that. And so in lieu of that, I think where people who are liberal-minded will probably continue to go is online sources, websites, social media platforms, YouTube, live streaming. But I think also about, like, that's on the left, and that's liberal-minded people. Like, you even have stuff like the Young Turks. But then there's a whole lot of people who are in the median. And I actually can't say, because I genuinely have no insight, where the median person is going to go. A lot of people still watch TV. So maybe what will happen is people who are actively politically minded on the right and on what is the left in America will find those sources for themselves with the power of the internet and the power of non-traditional media sources. But for the countless millions who are in the median, I think they're probably going to keep watching TV and also hear stuff from their fringe friends. So on a note that we ended a previous, make sure that you are the friend in your median political person's friend's ear.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's not you on the left, it might be someone on the right.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year, too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for $100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get $100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's bartesian.com/cocktail.
This holiday season, surprise everyone on your list with the best gifts. Tickets to see their favorite artists live. Choose from thousands of concerts and comedy shows, including Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Matt Matthews, Metallica, Thomas Rhett, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah Silverman, and so many more. Share a memory together or give a gift they'll never forget. Find the most exciting gift for every fan at livenation.com/gifts. That's livenation.com/gifts.
The following ad is sponsored by Pets Best Insurance Services. Your pet is your bestie. Your therapist, your preferred match. It's easy to love them, even when they sneak your snacks. It's easy to protect them, too, with pet insurance coverage from Pets Best. Because it's all fun and games until they chew on something they shouldn't. With perfect timing, Pets Best helps protect your furry friend and your budget from this imperfect world. Get up to 90% on eligible vet bills for less than $1 a day. Find your perfect match at PetsBest.com. Pet insurance products offered and administered by Pets Best Insurance Services, LLC, or underwritten by American Pet Insurance Company or Independence American Insurance Company. For all terms, visit PetsBest.com/policy.
Attention parents and grandparents, are you searching for the perfect gift for your kids this holiday season? Give the gift of adventure that will last all year long. A Guardian bike. The easiest, safest, and quickest bikes for kids to learn on. Kids are learning to ride in just one day. No training wheels needed. What makes Guardian bikes special? They're the easiest to ride thanks to the thoughtful engineering, lightweight frames, and kid-friendly components. Kids love how fun and easy they are to ride. And parents appreciate the safety features, like the patented braking system that prevents head-over-handlebar accidents. Guardian bikes are the only kids' bikes designed and assembled in a USA factory, ensuring top-notch quality and durability. They're built to last and make perfect hand-me-downs. Join the hundreds of thousands of happy families by getting a Guardian bike today. Their holiday sales have begun, offering the biggest deal of the year. Save up to 33% on bikes, no code needed. Plus, get free shipping and a free bike lock and pump with your first purchase after signing up for their newsletter. Visit guardianbikes.com to take advantage of these deals and secure your holiday gifts today. Happy riding!
Looking for a fun way to unwind and win real cash? We got you. Try Solitaire Cash. Play the game you love with exciting cash prizes. Winning feels simply amazing. Challenging yourself feels even better. Whether you're a Solitaire pro or just starting out, Solitaire Cash offers endless fun and real rewards. Join millions of like-minded players. Download the app and dive into the fun today. Solitaire Cash.
Play the game, play the game, play the game.
Winning is based on skill.
I want to go back to something that you said with regard to not seeing the left version of some of the right wing and, dare I say, white supremacist extremist sites that you named. Not seeing a left wing version of that. Do you think that we need a left wing version of that? As some people have said, oh, we need our version of Joe Rogan. We need our version of X, Y, and Z. When you hear that, how does that land for you?
The left had a version of Joe Rogan. His name was Jon Stewart. And I think he's actually back on TV a little bit. But like, I have a trigger finger reaction sort of when people say like, we need a left-wing version of Joe Rogan. Because I understand what it's really getting at, which is like, Joe Rogan is a very popular figure among disaffected young white men, cis, straight, etc. And the thing with Joe Rogan is he's a useful idiot. Please don't get mad at me, Joe Rogan. Don't come after me with lawyers. But like, you know what I mean? He's someone who, he can have anyone on his show. If Kamala Harris had gone on his show,
No, she didn't.
Well, if she had though, she could have said anything for 20 minutes and it would go, wow. Oh, I didn't know that. But don't people say, and then something his producer feeds him, and then she says it kind of, I never thought about it that way. And conservatives have a great time with someone who is wide-eyed and someone who will easily believe what they're being told and not be critical of it for themselves and for their audience. I definitely do not think that the left needs that. I don't think the left needs a Joe Rogan. I think what the left needs is someone who is strongly spoken, someone who can easily articulate left-wing views and perspectives, which is why my mind first went to Jon Stewart, because he was someone who was liberally minded, left of center, and could easily articulate these ideas to an audience regardless of their intelligence level and regardless of their investment in the day-to-day news. And also, something that Jon Stewart had was a well-funded and consistent platform.
Yep.
And that's a really important part of it. That's the thing I'm pessimistic about at the moment, unfortunately.
I mean, the fact that you're only pessimistic about one thing is, I think, great.
There's a lot of people who qualify for the first two things I said, but without the third thing, none of that matters.
And I wonder, you know, if you think then, because money matters, right? Like money is what it is when we're looking at the breakdowns in terms of how much money was given into investment in social media and into TV for this election, a lot of money Elon Musk put in, you know, almost $150 million. We know that Russia was paying right-wing TikTokers, right? And funneling money in to these different places to create this echo chamber. Is it necessary then that the left have its own oligarch? You know, like if we're just all pawns on their chessboard, right? And Elon Musk can make a joke, you know, about, well, how much does MSNBC cost? Because I can buy it, right? Like, and they would sell it to him because no one has any integrity. Like they don't care, right? About what would happen to the channel and the content and the, you know, like they don't care, right? At the end of the day. So it's like, do we just then try and like court and find our own billionaire oligarch that is like Elon Musk, but is for our issues?
I won't say exactly like Elon Musk, but I will agree. I think the left, rather than saying the left needs their own Joe Rogan, I actually do think people should be saying the left needs their own Elon Musk. Where is Warren Buffett? Where is Beyonce? There are billionaires who supposedly hold left-wing views. Where are they? Where is their money?
I don't know. A part of me has always said that, is it that, you know, the Bill Gates and...
Bill Gates
you
is know, not a good...
right, he's not a good example. You know, is it that...
I was actually going to say maybe we need a left-wing Bill Gates. Bill Gates,
I know.
For all the good that he... Okay, I will say Bill Gates' money has gone to good things.
In his philanthropy.
And his water in Africa.
And like, his philanthropy.
He's a bad person.
Right. But the fact is that all of them are bad people to a certain extent. Like,
I'm not about to get on this mic and say Beyonce's a bad person, but she's self-interested.
No, not Beyonce. But like Beyonce has a fraction of the billions that we're talking about. Right. Like a Beyonce and Oprah, they have like $1 billion, right? Or $2 billion. I'm talking about people that have tens of billions of dollars, right? Hundreds of billions of dollars. Like when you're getting into that place, that's a different place where like $150 million to Elon Musk is, you know, $10 to an average person. So like when I'm saying, is it understanding that the game is just all about money and needing to court who's got next, I guess is what I'm wondering. Or do they wake up on their own? Or are these people that supposedly have too much integrity to want to put their thumbs on the scale, even though on the right, they've literally put their entire body on the scale?
I'm looking at the list of billionaires right now. First of all, it's not promising. But second of all, it's, you know, I remember when Warren Buffett was the wealthiest man in the world. And I think it was like between him and Bill Gates for a while, like neck and neck. Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and a lot of other tech guys have just so easily outpaced them. But at the same time, Warren Buffett still has $150 billion. I used to hear so much about, you know, Warren Buffett, he has money coming in regardless. Like, he couldn't give it away fast enough. And from what I understood, he at least talked about wanting to give it away as quickly as he could. And this is something that he or any supposedly right-minded, well-minded, whatever, billionaire could possibly do. And maybe there should be more narrative around it. Maybe there should be more public push for it. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe there needs to be more recognition that money is power. So much of money and power is concentrated behind right-wing, conservative, fascist, political organizing that we should really be pushing some of these ultra billionaires to put their money where their mouths are.
Yeah. I don't know. When I have to depend on the kindness, the clarity, and the consciousness of billionaires, I know that
the thing
is,
we all do, though. Unfortunately, reshaping of society aside, if any of us who have a job, any of us who are making money right now, making income, at some point in the chain that is coming down, this makes it sound like I'm talking about trickle-down economics. It's not. Trickle-down economics isn't real. But like in the current makeup of our capitalist economy, at some point, the money is flowing down from a billionaire to pay your paycheck. And that's the unfortunate reality. I mean, it is for me, and I'm independently employed, so I can only imagine.
Yeah, I know. And it just like leaves such a disgusting taste in my mouth. And frankly, like, I just want out.
I understand. Listen, me too. But I think that maybe that's part of what gets reckoned with. You know, it is an uncomfortable feeling to have to reckon with. Like, this whole system really is this horribly rigged, long form device that ends up with, instead of trickling down, more like money, like rolling down a hill and getting smaller and 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 smaller, smaller till it finally reaches your pocket. But if more of us can recognize that and reckon with that, then maybe we have a better chance at navigating how power really operates in the 21st century world.
Yeah.
And without power, like we as a people and we as a political movement, like whatever, we don't have anything if we don't have power.
100%. Well, we will leave it there today.
It went in a different direction.
It did. There's a lot on the mind. But we need to have a different conversation about power.
Harassing local billionaire.
And what that looks like, because this ain't it. Andrew, as always, thank you so very much for everything you do for Woke AF and giving us food for thought today. Appreciate you.
To any billionaires or legal representation of billionaires listening, everything that was stated in this interview was parody and is non-actionable under fair use.
That is it for me here, folks, on Woke AF. As always, power to the people and to all the people power. Get woke and stay woke as fuck.
This holiday season, surprise everyone on your list with the best gifts. Tickets to see their favorite artists live. Choose from thousands of concerts and comedy shows, including Mariah Carey, Mary J. Blige, Matt Matthews, Metallica, Thomas Rhett, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Sarah Silverman, and so many more. Share a memory together or give a gift they'll never forget. Find the most exciting gift for every fan at livenation.com/gifts. That's livenation.com/gifts.
Looking for a fun way to unwind and win real cash? We got you. Try Solitaire Cash. Play the game you love with exciting cash prizes. Winning feels simply amazing. Challenging yourself feels even better. Whether you're a Solitaire pro or just starting out, Solitaire Cash offers endless fun and real rewards. Join millions of like-minded players. Download the app and dive into the fun today. Solitaire Cash.
Play the game, play the game, play the game.
Winning is based on skill.
Legends, the greatest social casino and sportsbook experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Breathable organic cotton and moisture-wicking Joma wool consistently provide cool and comfortable slumber. Every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Visit Leesa.com to learn more. That's Leesa.com.
When a person calls 988, they're connected to a crisis counselor.
Crisis is completely self-defined. If you're wondering if you should call, you should probably call.
A caller can expect to talk about coping skills, talk about resources and ways to move forward beyond the call.
They can call us, they can chat, they can text. And when they come out on the other side, they're feeling better.
Call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.